Vayter in Shasra and Sanhedrin, the Tzadi test. Begin up six lines down. First one in line, Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yomos HaMashiach, Yomos HaMashiach, Harboim Shana are going to be for 40 years. Shenemar Harboim Shana Akut Bedar. As it says in Tehillim, that for 40 years, I will take a generation. Rashi explains, Akut Bedar means Ekach Yisrael. I'm going to take them, Ve'emlo Chaleim Kamonakte, like taking. Harboim Shana Akut Bedar, Bedar Katan Shal Harboim Shana. For these 40 years of this generation, which is different from the early previous ones. This changes are bigger. Bedoro upashte dekra miyugabe masai meisei midbar. The pashtus is about those who died in the midbar. He's also prophesying about the future. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Shivim Shana is going to be 70 years. Shenemar v'haya bayomahu v'nishkacha sor Shivim Shana ki mei melech echad. Like it says, it's going to come to pass on that day that sor will be forgotten, which will be forgotten for 70 years, which corresponds to the days of one king. This is in Yeshaya, and there was a king of this place that made a peace treaty with David HaMelech, but after Shlomo HaMelech died, they attacked, and the payback is going to be that they're going to be desolate for 70 years. And we're saying over here, one king is talking about David HaMelech. Ezo Melech Menyuchad, who is this Melech Menyuchad, Rashi says Choshev. Haviyomer Ze Mashiach. This is referencing the concept of Mashiach. So when it says 70 years, which is the days of one king, it's talking about Mashiach's going to be 70 years. Rabbi Yomer Shlosh Doros. He says that the Yomos HaMashiach is going to be for three generations. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yiro'ucha im shamesh v'lefnei yireach dor dorim. They fear you as long as the sun and the moon endure for the generation and generations. Rabbi Hillel Omer, he says that Ein lahem Mashiach l'Yisrael shekvar achaluhu b'mei Chizkia. He says, no, there's not going to be a Mashiach because Rashi says, Ela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimloch Ba'atzmo, V'yigidim Avado, Hashem is going to rule and redeem him by himself. Why? Because this already happened during the days of Chizkiah. We saw this in yesterday's daf, that there was someone who's coming to exclude, to come against this particular Shita. But okay, that's what he says, and that is that during the time of Chizkiah, that was the Mashiach and all the Nevuas came through him. It's not arguing that they're going to be redeemed, but again, it's going to come from Hashem himself. Rabbi Yosef, Sharle Mari Le Rabbi Hillel. Please forgive Hillel. Forgive Rabbi Hillel for saying such a thing. Chizkia Amos Hava, when did he live? Abayis Rishon. Ve'ilu Zechariah kom estabi v'abayis Sheni v'amar. And we know that Zechariah, he was by during Bayis Sheni. And he said that Gili be'od basion hari bas Yerushalayim. Hine Malkech Yavolach, Tzadik V'noshu, Ani V'rochev HaChamor, V'al Ir Ben Asonos, rejoice, daughters of Tzion, Shad, the daughter of Yishalayim, your king is coming to you, he's a Tzadik, and he's going to be victorious, he's going to be humble, and he's going to be riding on a donkey. And basically that this is way after Chizkiah, and he's saying the Mashiach is going to come. Clearly, this didn't happen yet. So, you know, forgive him for saying such a thing. Tanya Dach. Another Bible says, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosef, Mashiach, Abraham, Shad, it's going to be 40 years, Kisif, also says over here, by the Midbar, Vaya Anchu, Vaya Ivecha, Vaya Chilcha, that afflicted, and he afflicted you and let you go hungry, and you had the mun. Kisif, also, it says over there, by Yosef, Mashiach, that Samchinu, Kimosi, Nisanu, Shemos, Reinu, Ra, gladness according to days, you afflicted us the years when we saw harm, which one was 40 days, and this is also going to be 40 days. Rav Dosa Omar, Arba Meo Shana's 400 years, Ksivach, it says over here, that Hashem says to Abim Avinu, that it's going to be, these descendants are going to be 400 years in Galus, Vavod Avinu was some Arba Meo Shana for 400 years. Gladness according to the days you afflicted us, and he says that it's referring to those days, and that's the 400 years. Rabbi Omer, 365 years. That is going to be Yom Osa Mashiach, 365. Like the days of the year. Like the Pasuk says, Yeshaya, that for the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my people's redemption is come. Just what you know, the Meraglim is Yom Lashana, Yom Yom Lashana, that they got punished 1 year for every day that they were there 40 days, so they got punished for 40 years in the desert. So too over here in the Pasuk says 1 year, which is 365 days, it's a year for each one of them. So it says Ki Yom Naka Belibi Ushnas Gulai Ba, it's gonna be 365. My Yom Naka Belibi, what does that mean? The day of vengeance in my heart. I'm Rabbi Yonasan Yochanan Lalibi Yilisi. I revealed to my heart, in other words, when it's going to be, the day of redemption, but I didn't reveal it to my limbs. He didn't tell when it's going to be. He didn't tell us when it's going to happen. Rashi Shalo Tzesi, Davar Mipi, Shayu Evarai, Yecholon Lishma, Ava Beliba Yetamun Adavar, it's hidden in my heart. Abshem Lakish Amar, Libi Gilisi Lamalachi Asharis, Lo Gilisi. That's in my heart, but I didn't tell it to The Malachim Asher has done know about it. Tani Avi Mibred Rabbi Yavahu Yomasa B'Shichliso Shivas Alafim Shana. He says, you know how long this is going to be? 7,000 years. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, and Isaiah once again, Umesos Chasan Alkala Kein Yassis Alayach Hashem Alakayach. Just like a chasen is joyful, rejoices with his bride, so will Hashem, your Hashem Alakach Hashem Elokayach is going to rejoice over you, and just like for Chasen, it's 7 days, and we know because Baruch Hu is Yom Lashana. I'm sorry, one year, one day. It's like 1,000 years or 7,000 years. I'm Rav Yudah Meshmol. You want some Mashiach? Kemiyom Shenivra Olam Va'ad Achshav, that it's going to last from the time that the world is created until now. Shenebar, as the pasuk says, Kimei Hashamayim Al Aretz, like the days of the heavens on the earth. So, it's going to be a long time. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer, Kimei Noach Ad Achshav, from the times of Noach until today. Shenamar Kimei Noach Zos Li Asher Nisbati. That this is like the waters of Noach to me regarding which I swore. This is the Pasuk in Yeshaya is basically pointing out that just like the Mei Noach that Hashem swore that they're not going to pass again over the earth, so we also swore not to be angry with you or to rebuke you, meaning Goran Shavuos explains that just like Hashem Baruch Hu swore not to bring another flood, so too he swears that there's going to be a time when he's never going to be angry with his people, and that's during Yemos HaMashiach. That's a comparison. I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kol HaNeviim Kulan Lo Nisnabu Ela Yemos HaMashiach. All the Neviim, they prophesize only about Yemos HaMashiach. That's what the Nevuos are about. Aval, the Olam Abba, about Olam Abba, Rashi says, the Ein Ketz L'Davar, there's no end to the pleasure that comes from Olam Abba. Ayin Lo Ra'ase Elokim Zulascha Ya'ase L'mechake Lo. No eye except yours, Hashem, has seen that which he will do for one who awaits him. Upliya the Shmuel, let's argue on Shmuel. Damer Shmuel, ain bein olam azel limos haMashiach ain shibud malchus vavad. There's no difference between this world and Yemos haMashiach except for ruling over, you know, not being ruled over by other governments, right? According to him, he's saying that the natural laws and the basic norms of society are not going to change during Yemos haMashiach. The only major difference is going to be that no one's going to rule over us. So the Nevuahs that describe a supernatural existence is not talking about Yemos HaMashiach, but it's actually talking about Olam Haba. So when you say that, so Shmuel clearly disagrees, and Yoh. The Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol HaNeviim Lo Nisabu Ela LeBalei Tshuva. All the Neviim prophesies only about the rewards for Balei Tshuva. Aval Tzadikim Geburim Ayin Lo Ra'ase Elokim Zulascha Ma'aseh LeBalei Tshuva. They're going to get these type of things that are described, but for Tzadikim Geburim, that no one can see. Wow, that's the top of the top, which goes against what we normally generally hear in our Shmuzin. The Upliga De Rabbi Avo argues the Ravo Da Amar Rabbi Avo Amar Rav Makom Shebalei Tshuva Omdim Sham, in the place of a Jew stand, Sadikim Ainin Omdim Sham, a tzaddik can't stand there. Rashi explains what that means is that the Gadol Kochan Shabali Tshuva Shein Beria Yechol Lamad Mechitzasim, that's the top of the top over there. That is huge. Shanema Shalom Shalom L'Rachok V'Lakarov, peace, peace to the far and to the near. Beresha Rachok V'Hadakarov. He's saying first to those that are far and then to those that are near. My rachok was mean far, rachok de meikara. It means they were originally far, but they did tshuva. Well, my karov was mean karov de meikara de hashta. It means that they're close to God before and they're close to him now. Someone who's always a tzaddik. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan argues, says, L'rachok shu rachok me'aver, to the far be someone who's always far from avera. Karov shu karov me'aver v'nesakim remenu. So it means someone's very far, from always far from avera, means tzaddikim. And karov shu karov me'aver v'nesakim remenu, it means that he's near to avera, and then he moved away from it. And therefore, it's someone who's on a tzaddik, is tzaddik gomer is on a higher level. V'am Rabbi Chia bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, kol anavim kol anon is ba'al elim lemasi bitel Talmud Chacham. All of him prophesies only about the reward for someone who marries his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. To a Talmud Chacham, who le'ose parkmatia le'Talmud Chacham, someone who does business for Talmidei Chachamim. Right, he helps him out and gives him good cash. This guy could steig. Well, a mahana tamid chacham in the chasam is someone who benefits the Torah, you know, the tamid chacham from his stuff. Aval tamid chacham atzman, I larasa lukim zelasecha. No eyes that would be held the reward that comes to them. So those who help the tamid chacham, that's big stuff over there, going to get major reward. But the tamid chacham themselves, that's what we're talking about. Ayin larasa, the reward that they're going to end up getting from doing such a thing. Ayin larasa, what does it mean? Ayin larasa. Rabbi Shimon Levi, ze yain amashumra ba'anovav misheshes bebrachos. This is wine that was preserving its grapes from sheshes bebrachos. They're talking about the fact, like, I have this wine since it's 20 years old, 50 years old. Well, this wine is almost 6,000 years old. Rish Lakish Amar, Zay, they're talking about Eden, Lora, Sa'ayin, Rialim, and no one ever saw Eden. Vim told me, he said, what do you mean? Adam Hechadar, where did Adam Rishon live? He lived by Eden, no? And for the Gemara, Began, he lived in the Gan. Vim told me, Gan, who Eden? Tamalomer, Vinahar Yotzim, Eden, Lashkos, the Gan. I left from Eden to go be Maskah, the Gan, which means nobody actually been to Eden itself. Okay, at long last, we have the next part of the Mishnah we had dealt with so far that we know this is Yeshim, Ew. And then we said that someone who doesn't have that, and that's somebody who denies the fact that there's Tchias HaMesim in a Torah. This guy's out. Sounds like we're moving on to the next one. That's a person who denies the divinity of the Torah. V'omer ein Torah min ha-shamayim, Tanu Rabbanan, ki devar Hashem baza, ves mitzvah so, hefer hikaris tekaris. Pasuk says in my bar mitzvah parasha, that he despised the word of Hashem and he has violated his commandment, that soul should be utterly cut off. Ze omer ein Torah min ha-shamayim. This is somebody who says the Torah is not from the heavens. Davar acher, ki devar Hashem baza ze apikoris. This is talking about an apikoris. Rashi says apikoris, and megalapanim and mefurish, like we can explain it on the base what that is. Davar acher, another explanation or way of understanding this. Ki devar Hashem baza ze megalapanim betorah. This is somebody who acts in a way which is disrespectfully towards the Heilige, Heilige Torah. We're going to explain what that means. Okay, next part of that pasuk says, "V'as mitzvah so hefer zami for bris basar." That's his mitzvah. He was violated. This is somebody who's talking about his basar, meaning his bris mila. He doesn't get a bris mila. Hikaris, his double whammy of he's going to get cut off. Hikaris b'ol mazeh is going to be cut off in this world. He's going to die early. Tikaris l'mabah, that means he's going to cut off in the next world. He's not going to have the next world. Mikanam Rabbi Elazar Modai, from here, Rabbi Elazar Modai said that somebody who behaves in such a way, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to get cut off from this world and from the next world. This is a mechalel, it's a kachim. Someone who's mechalel kachim, you cause something that's a kodesh, that goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and it loses its kedusha. Or we have a whole list of things that are going on over here. Hamavazas Hamoedos, and Rashi tells us this is talking about someone who disgraces Chol Hamoed, Chol Shemoed. V'amei for Bris Hashem Avinu, someone who messes with the Bris of Avinu Avinu. Rashi says, Hanu is Brisei Afer. He doesn't get a Bris Mila, tries to cover it over. V'amei Gala Panam B'Torah Shal Galacha. He goes, he tries to be involved with Torah, which is Shalok Galacha, which we're going to explain what that means. V'amam P'nei Chavir Rab embarrasses his friend. In public, this person loses his portion in the world to come. Tanya Yidach, another verse which says, Ki Devar Hashem Baza, that he despised the word of Hashem. Zeh Omer, someone who says, Ein Torah Min HaShamayim. Some Chaliu says, Afil Omer Kol Torah Kula Min HaShamayim. Chus Mi Pasuk Zeh, except for one Pasuk, Shalom Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Moshe Min Piyatz, Moshe Min HaShamayim, said himself, Zeh Ki Devar Hashem Baza, that is going to fall in that category. Afil Omer Kol Torah kula min shamayim chutz mi dikadu gazeh. Rashi says chaseres v'yaseres, extra letters or letters that are missing in the Torah. Mikal v'chomer zeh, migzer shavazeh, zehu ki devar Hashem baza. All these fall into the category of devar Hashem baza, which we do not want to be involved with. Tanya, we're the Torah by Rabbi Meir Omer. Halomi Torah v'inu malamadu. Someone learned, someone doesn't teach it. Zeh Dvar Hashem Baza. This falls in that same category as well. And we don't want to be doing that. Rabbi Nasan Amar calls Misha Eino Mashgiach Ala Mishnah. Someone who doesn't listen to the Mishnayah, says Rashi, that is Zeh Sha'osa Kamo She'eino Iker. He doesn't look at the Mishnah as being an authoritative idea. Rabbi Norai Omer calls She'ef She'lasok But Torah, Bein Osek, right? Anyone who could learn Torah and doesn't study Torah. You could be learning, you're not. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Zeh Ovid Govitz Kochavim. My Mashmah, how is the Avodah Zarah? What do you see that from the Pasuk? They did the Tanah be Rabbi Shmuel, Ki Dvar Hashem Baza, Zeh Mavaze Dibor, Shenemar Lo Lemoshe, Lemoshe Misinai, right? This is someone who's Mavaze, that which is spoken to Moshe at Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yilech Elohim Acherim Al Panai. Right, so therefore it's like Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yishol Ben Karcha Omer, Kol Alomi Torah, anyone who steigs ve'eino chozer aleh, and they don't chazer it. Rashi says, L'shnose, go over it again, review it. Dom Adam says, Rabbi Yishol Ben Karcha, it's like a person that goes to Zoraya, it's like he plants something, but isn't harvest what he planted. Rabbi Yishol Omer, Kol Alomi Torah, Umishach, anyone who learns and forgets it, Doma Leisha Sholetis Mekoveres, like someone who gives, a woman gives birth and buries a kid, Chalila. Rabbi Akiva Omer, beep, turn the page. Tzadi Tesma Beis. Zamer Bechol Yom, Zamer Bechol Yom. Sing every day, sing every day. It says Rashi, Hayim Misadir Limutcha, Afal Pisha Sidur Beficha, Kizamer, even though you know it like a song, Vahu Yigrom Lecha Shetei Le'olam Abba, Besimcha Ubeshirim. Right, even if you know it really well, make sure you keep singing it. Keep reviewing it. When you do that, you're going to be zochet to sing for joy in the Olam Haba, which is that sing every day. I'm going to be singing Barav Duni, my Kara. What Pasuk shows this concept? We're going to get reward for doing such a thing. Shenemar, Shenemar, whoa. Pasuk in Mishlei. Nefesh Amel Amla Lo. Ki achaf a love piu. A person toils, meaning Torah, steiging the Torah, well, then the Torah will toil for him, for he saddles his mouth to it. Right? That means he constantly put these things in his mouth. Says Rashi, Mepnesha, who makes him devarim, bepiv tamid, ka'okav shilchamor, like the saddle of a donkey. Right? Says Rashi, Lishna achrina, zamar, kolomar, sha'osik bishir, mizmiros, tadir, tadir. Nase zemer kacha chozer al Torah nase lo stir b'piv. It becomes something which is in his mouth and it's set up in his mouth. Hu alma b'makom zeh. A person toils in this place, meaning this world, v'torasa omel slo b'makom acher. And his Torah is going to go to Torah for him in another place. And that's going to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, shemachazer is halavim v'akeshes meis kone. Limser lo tami Torah v'stareh. We call kach lama b'nei she'akaf she'kafaf piu adivrei Torah. I remember Lazar. Call Adam la'amol nivra. We all created in order to work. Shenemar ki Adam la'amol yula. The pasuk is Eov. The man is created in order to work. Eini yodeim la'amol pen nivra. But now I don't know if it means with his mouth. La'amol melacha nivra. Maybe it means in terms of work. Kishuamik ki achaf alaf piu. When it says that. He saddled his mouth to it, which is clearly talking about it all the time. Have Yomer la'amol peh never must be for omol peh. V'adani yodeim la'amol Torah im la'amol sicha. Is it talking about in terms of Torah or in terms of sicha? You talk about other things. Kishuomer lo yomer sefer Torah zemipicha. When it says don't remove the book of the Torah from your mouth, Have Yomer la'amol Torah never must be talking about the meos of Torah. V'hayin dami rav, as the Rav said, kulu gufei deruptke ninu, all bodies are things of toiling. Rashi says, Tachinan, Klomer Kol Gufan La'amol Nivra, is all created in order to work. Tove L'Dizache Dehava Deruptike Dereisa. Fortunate or good are those who merit to be toiling in Torah and not be toiling in other things. Rashi says, Ashrav L'Misha Zacha V'ya Amlo V'Torcha V'Torah.
Loshan Acher Deriptiki Kis Aruch. So Simbol Mos Kol Guf Kol Gufin Hatikin Him Lakabu Lahachnis Devarim. Like it's like a wallet. So to our bodies like that also. Asher Lamisha Zochav in Nase Nartik Latar. Should be my wallet for Torah. Should be Zocha. Noif Yishchaselev. Somebody who is being noif, is being involved Gilir Rayas with a woman, is Chaselev. He's lacking any sort of understanding or heart. Amar Yishchakas Zeh Lomit Torah Leprakim. That somebody learns Torah, but only once in a while. Rashi says Veno Lomit Tadir Tadir Kamishain Lo Isha Bo Pa'amimzu Pa'amzu. It's like he's not married. He's bald. A little here, a little there. Shenemar Ki Noim Ki Sishmerim Bebitnecha Yikonu Yachlav Al Sifasecha. But it says it's a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. Let them be established all together on your lips. Rashi says Ema Say Tishmerim Bebitnecha Bezman Shi Yikonu Yachlav Al Sifasecha. When it's like on your mouth. Okay. Now, we said Devar Hashem Baza is talking about somebody divines Torah, who denies that the divine origin of Torah. And now, what about the Pasuk? We have the Pasuk that says, V'nefesh yetaseh biyad ramah min ha'azecha min ha'ger, as Hashem hu migadeif is cursing Hashem, min ha'azecha nefesh ha'yi, b'kerav ha'mah. Let's understand what is this talking about. Tanu Rabbanan. V'nefesh yetaseh biyad ramah, when it says that a person who's going to act biyad ramah, right, high-handedly, he's blaspheming the Lord. Zeh Menashe ben Chizkiah. This is talking about Menashe ben Chizkiah. We know that Menashe was 55 years. He was a king of Yehuda's Melch Yehuda, and he was involved in bad stuff. So Yosef Dorish by Godel Shodofi used to go and sit and expound things in a way that he would like make fun. Amar said, "V'chi lohi alolam Moshe lichtov elav achos lotan timna." Did Moshe have nothing to write in the Torah other than Lotan's sister was Timna? Right? It tells us that his sister of Lotan is Timna. Who cares? This is Bitamia. That all he had to write about. It's like making fun of it. But Timna is a Pilegesh Eliphaz, and Timna was Eliphaz is Pilegesh. Right, so v'chi hayalo. Let's go back. Amar said, v'chi lo hayalo l'moshe lichtav ela v'achos lotan mitimna v'timna hayisa bilegis alifas v'helech Reuven v'make tzir chitam yimsa dudaim basada. Reuven went out in the days of the wheat harvest and he found dudaim in the field. Yatsa basko v'amalo. What's the point of saying all these things? So basko came out. Right, so Menashe ben Chizkiah used to go and make fun of these things and said, "Va'amalo to Menashe, Teishi be'achicha tadam be'benimcha titin dofi elo asisa v'charashti dimisa yos eye kamocha ochiachacha ve'ercha lemeinecha." You sit and you speak against your brother, your mother's son. You ridicule. If you do these things and I remain silent, then you're going to think that I'm just like you. Oh, therefore, I have to rebuke you and expose your virus right in front of you. V'lom v'forsh b'kabbalah, and about Menashe, it says in the tradition that hoy moshchei ha'avon b'chav le'ashav v'ch'avos ha'agal l'chatas. Woe unto those who draw iniquity with cords of nothingness and sin as with a cart rope. And what is he talking about? It's like Menashe making fun of the Pesukim. He's not gaining anything here. So what are you doing? Why would you behave in such a way? But that's what he does. My cop was like, oh, what does it mean, this cart of rope, like we just said? This is Amar Vasi Yitzhara. It's talking about the Yitzhara. The Pesukim is talking about Menashe is doing a vera. And it says that he did it with cords of nothingness, like thin ropes, and a cart rope is a thick rope. So what's going on over here? So my cup is like, oh, what does it mean, a cart rope? Which seems to be Amar Avasi Yitzhar. It's talking about the Yitzhara. B'tchila doma l'chut shel kuchbiya. In the beginning, Yitzhara is like the threat of a spider. Not a big, strong thing. L'basof doma l'avos ha'gola. But then it ends up to be a rope of a cart. Comes very, very thick. Got to make sure that the Yitzhara doesn't grab us, because once it grabs us, we are in trouble.
first time there's an avera that comes along, there's some sort of temptation, it's not as hard to go and to stop to do it, you know, to not do it. But when the person becomes used to doing it, then it becomes, he becomes, start to get addicted to it. It's really hard to stay away from this doing it again. And that's what he's saying over here. Then the Yetzer first goes and pulls with like a spider's thread, with like a very weak, and you can break it easily and just walk away from it. Once a person becomes addicted to it, but he wants to stop. Even if he wants to, he finds it very, very hard. It becomes like the rope of a cart, which is very thick and is almost unable to be broken. Okay. Now, remember, Manasseh started making fun of these things. So now we take a look and we see. Da'asa Allah, da'asa Nalamiyas, achos lotan timna. Now that we've come upon this idea that Lotan's sister was Timna, Mayi, Lamaisa, why did the Torah decide to tell us that? Timna's bas malachim havai. Timna's was the daughter of malachim. Right? There's a chash of a family. D'chsev aluf lotan aluf timna. Now, v'chol aluf malchusa belotagehi. Every time it says aluf, it's like a chief. It's talking about a kingship, but without a crown. So it's a one level below a king. And since Lotan was a ruler and Timna was a sister, she was also part of this chashav royal family. Rashi says, Sar Gadol, Ela Eino, Machusa Balutaga, Sar Gadol, Ela She'ena Mu'utar. V'kevin de Timna, Hoysa Achus Melech, Vade Bas Melechi. She was definitely the daughter of a king. Baya Le'igure, she wanted to go and she wanted to convert. She's like, wow, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Basis Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. She came in order to go ahead and to convert. And Velo Kiblua. But they wouldn't accept her as a convert. Okay, if Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, they're not going to go ahead. And they're not going to accept me. She says, okay, fine, I'll be a Pelegesh, Holchav Ha'isa Pelegesh, Lifaz ben Esav, to Lifaz the son of Esav, and when Esav had a son of Melifaz, she became Pelegesh. Amr Mutav Te Shivcha Lu'umazu, it's better to be a Shivcha for this nation. Rashi says, B'nei Avim Yitzchak, Sharei Yiri Shamayim, Beloya Giberet, Lu'uma Acheres, even someone Choshev and another one, Velchei Nasa Pelegesh, Lifaz ben Esav, therefore she became a Pelegesh, comes from the Zera of Yitzchak. Back into the Gemara, so it's better for me to be a legacy of this. Velote Gevira Lumacheres, not even to be a chash of one, and another one. Nafak Mina Amalek, and came from her, Amalek. Esav and the son of Eliphaz, Eliphaz the son of Amalek. The Tsar Eli Yisrael, that brought pain to Bnei Yisrael, my time. Why was that Amalek was able to cause so much pain for this? What exactly happened over there? Lo'ibu Lehu Lerachka, because they shouldn't have pushed her away. She says, "Machmas kanfi, kanfi ashchina." She, how you lehem legayra? They should have converted her. She wants to come. She was serious about it. They should have allowed her to do such a thing. Because of that, all of this ended up happening over here. V'yelech Reuven b'meikasir chitim. And other things they made fun of. The fact that it says that Reuven went during the time of the ketzir, during the wheat harvest. Amarav b'Rabbi Yitzchak Amarav. Mikana tzaddikim she'ain poshtin yedem begazal. From here we see that tzaddikim, they're not going to go ahead and be involved in any sort of theft. Right? How do you see that? Because he didn't go to collect until after all the crops had been taken. And the farmers didn't care what was going on over there. That's when he took the, that's when he got the dudaim. If he would have taken it beforehand, then it would have been stealing. That's what Rashi says. La'ach shekotzer asadu shekol reshayim likanes sochsadu chavreim. Okay, now. Vayim said dudaim asadu. They found dudaim. My dudaim. What are dudaim? Like aphrodisiacs. Amar Rav Yavruche. Yavruche said, Amar Rav, sorry. Rav said Yavruche. It's a type of plant. Rashi says, V'lis parish mayi. We know exactly what this plant is. Levi Amar Sigle. Levi says that it's some sort of flower. Rashi says, "Mina mecherim sigle, ikre asavim v'humi mina besamim v'yimo shel osan asavim kari sigle." Yeah, it's like a besamim of sorts. That actually, Rashi is going in the next part. It says Rabbi Yochanan Amar Saviski, and Saviski is this type of spice. Back to steiging the Hilige Torah. Amar of Alexandri, Kola Osik Bator Lishma. Anyone who steig, who learns Torah, Lishma, for its own sake. Uncle Art gives three different explanations of what that is. You have the Rambam who writes in his intro to Chelek that he says what it means is that you learn it without thinking, you know, without any hope of reward or fear of punishment, but you're learning it because the Torah is the MS. The second one is Sefer Chassidim. He says to study with intent in order to go into practice it, to do it. And number three, he brings over years from the Rush. Rav Chaim brings it to study for its own sake, is to know that and understand it and to learn from it. And not for the purpose of becoming a, you know, people getting, looking at you as a more chashav person or to put someone down with that information. So someone who learns Torah Lishma, Mesim Shalom, B'Pamalia Shalmailu, B'Pamalia Shalmate, brings peace and the heavenly hosts as well as down here in this world. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, O Yechazek b'ma'uzi yase shalom li, shalom yase li, or let him take hold of my strength that he may be, make peace with me. Let him make peace with me. Right? It's talking about taking hold of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength is like a mashal for learning Torah Lashma. It's saying someone makes peace with me, meaning my world, amongst the Pamalia Shamaila. And then it says, making him peace with me is also talking about Pamalia Shamata. Rav Amar, Kilubana Platrin Shalmaila Vishalmaita. Someone who studies Torah Lishma, it's like he built a palace above and a palace below. As it says, like we're going to see. Shenemar, back in the Gemara, Va'asim Devarai Beficha Betzel Yadi Kisisicha. Lintoa Shamayim Belisod Aretz. I put my word in your mouth and you've covered and have covered you with the shadow of my hand to plant the heavens and lay the foundation of the earth. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afmegin Al Kol Olam Kulo. You study Torah Lishma, you're protecting the entire world. Shenemar V'tzel Yadi Kisizicha. I cover you with the shadow of my hand, which is saying Hashem is going to protect the world because of that. V'Levi Amar Af Mikarev is a geula. They bring the geula closer. Shenemar v'leimor tzion ami ata. Like it says, and you say, and say that, and to say that Tzion, you are my people. Which is the end of that other, that pasuk that we brought over here. Right? So it's saying that becoming a mitzion, like Tzion in Torah, in the Torah study, by reaching this level of doing it for Lishma, then you have the schus to be called my people, which is connected to the idea of geula. Hamareish lak is kol melamed his ben chaver Torah, when he teaches his friend's son Torah, my love, because of geula. So it's like you actually made him. Shenemar v'nefesh ha'asu b'charan, like the nefesh was done, the made in Charan. Abraham Avinu, he went to go teach, and it says that he made these people in Charan. Says Rashi in the Metargamina, the shavidu la raisa. Bachron v'kar lu asiyah, it's considered like he actually made them. Rabbi Elazar Amer, kilu asan l'divrei Torah. He's as if he made the words of Torah. Shenemar u'shmartim es divrei abris azos v'asisim osam. If you preserve the words of this covenant, you will make them. Right, okay. And Rava Amar, kilu asal atzmo, it's like he made and created himself. Shenemar v'asisim osam, you'll make them. Atuki Osam El Atem. Don't read Osam as Osam, but rather read it as Atem. You made yourselves when you do such a thing. Amaravavo Kolama Ase is Chaver L'Dvar Mitzvah. Anyone who causes his friend to go do another type of mitzvah, Ma'alav Akasav Kilo Aso, it's considered like he did it. Shenemar Umatcha Asher Ikisa Bo Ase Yor. As the pasuk says about Moshe's stick and your stick, which you struck the river, v'chi Moshe yiko, did Moshe actually do it? V'alo Aaron yiko, isn't Aaron who did it? Hello, melecha kol ma'aseh eschaver l'dvar mitzvah, who causes his friend to go do a mitzvah, melech kasev, melech love a kasev kilo. So the pasuk considered it as if he himself actually did it. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, we get into an apikores. Apikores, says the Gemara, is Rav Rabbi Chanina Omri Tavar, the Bible says, someone goes in the disgrace the Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shub, and Levi Amru, Zimavazah Chaver with Fei Talmud Chacham. Someone embarrasses their friend, disgraces their friend in front of a Talmud Chacham. Bishal Mandamar, Mavazah Chaver with Fei Talmud Chachabim, Abicharis, someone says that you embarrass your friend in front of a Talmud Chacham. That's considered an Abicharis. Mavazah Talmud Chachamim Atzmo, and he Mavazah Talmud Chacham himself, then Megalapanim Batorah Shaloka Allah Havi. That's considered Megalapanim, like we just said. Alamadam Mavazah Talmud Chacham Atzmo. Picorus, have you seen Mavazah Talmud Chacham himself? Then Apicorus, Megalapanim Batorah could go in my. What's going to be the case with Megalapanim Batorah? Are you acting disgracefully towards the Torah? Right? What could be worse than that? Disgracing a Talmud Chacham. And Zagmar could go Menashe Bechizkiah, like the case of Menashe Bechizkiah, who goes ahead and Rashi says, "How you Dorish by God, the Shildofi." They used to go ahead and he would disgrace the actual Torah itself. Figure the Masala, the Sefer, some explain in the Sefer, Megala Panim Batorah. Some of the Megala Panim Batorah, right? That's. Kidvar Hashem Baza, Rav Chanina Amri Deh Mavazah Machacham. That's called someone who disgraced Machacham. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi Amri Zeh Mavazah Es Chaveru Befnei Machacham. That's someone who disgraces his friend in front of a Machacham. Bishlaman Damer Mavazah Machacham Atzmo Megal Panam Toravi Mavazah Chaveru Befnei Machacham Abikoris Havi Elaman Damer Mavazah Chaveru Befnei Machacham Megal Panam Toravi. That's considered Malak Toravi. Abikoris Kigon Man. What kind of person is considered Abikoris? I'm a Rav Yosef could go and hani da'ami my ahanu lan rabbanan. It's like a person who says, how does rabbanan help us? Rashi says, v'heim inun yodim sha'olam eskayim aleim. These people don't realize that the world is upheld because of them. Ledidhu karu. They learn for themselves. Ledidhu tanu. They're learning for themselves, right? Either just karu is torah shemachsav or torah shemapeh. They're just doing it for themselves. These people don't realize that without them, the world wouldn't just be sustained. Amalei Abai says back to Rav Yosef, nah, it can't be. Hi, Megal Panam Batorah Namihu. That's also considered a Megal Panam Batorah. The Sivim Lo Brisi Yom Avalei, the Chukos Shemayim Baretz Lo Samti. If not for my Torah day and night, I wouldn't have established this, all the heaven and earth, which is clearly saying that the existence of the world depends on the studying of the Rabbanan. So those who say that they don't benefit from the rabbis from the Torah study, they're denying a straight up pasuk. That is included in the category of someone who is Megala Shaloka Halacha, right? So, Amar Nachman Yitzchak Mehacha Nami Shmamina, that the tzaddikim are going to help can also be learned up from this pasuk. Shenem v'nasasi lechol amakam avura. I'm going to spare the entire area because of you. Right? There's a little story of when Avraham Avinu is davening, says Dom not to be destroyed. El kagon di Yosef kamei the Rabbi. So Abai explains himself. He says that an apikoros is someone who sits in front of his teacher while, his teacher is teaching. V'nafale shmaita b'duchta chriti, and he remembers a teaching from a place, another place the teacher said, v'amir hachi amir hasam. We said this over there. V'lo amir hachi amir mar. He didn't give kavod to the Rav, but saying hachamar. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop up here. Continue with this next time. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.